I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Okay, party people, time to get your Christmas freak on.
Merry Christmas.
You better ready to do some kissing.
Have you been drinking?
Well, a little. It is a party.
Ooh, doggy, we got a party now.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She loves Christmas time and will celebrate it all night long, or until she falls asleep in the Uber. But she's doing better than me because we pooped out early this year.
And with me today is my counterpart when she's not complaining about money, someone else's feet, or Russ. She's winning at the Christmas party, at life, at gossip, but not at the after party. My partner that left me without even a goodbye has a name.
What?
And her name is?
Amy Nichols. Did I leave without saying bye?
I'm pretty sure you didn't tell me bye.
I think you left first.
No, we were last man standing.
Really?
Yeah, in like multiple locations.
I feel like we were there way too long.
Well, because we were hanging out with someone.
You were in deep conversation with somebody.
I was?
Yeah, you talked to Robert's wife forever.
Oh, yeah. It's because so much stuff happened and she's used to me being happy-go-lucky, and I always want to talk all the time. And instead, I came in a fit of rage, which I will explain later. I came in a fit of rage, bitched at her and, to her, not at her, but to her and Kinsey. And then I didn't talk to her again until the end of the party. And she was like, well, you seem to have calmed down. And I just wanted to talk to you because normally we have conversations. But then I just came in and my mind was everywhere else. So we did have our holiday Christmas party this weekend.
We sure did.
A lot of fun. It always is, though. I love my Christmas party, not to, now I don't want to say it because it sounds bad. My husband's company doesn't throw a Christmas party, so one of the firefighter wives threw one this year. So I'm very appreciative of that because normally we don't have a Christmas party, so it was nice to be able to have one. But they're just completely different. Our parties, we all love going to. We look forward to all year. We know it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a hoot. Everything's going to be paid for.
Uh-huh.
We have another Christmas party for my husband's company coming up in January. And he was complaining because of how expensive it is. And I was like, we're going to a nice restaurant. And I was like, yes. And Jeremy was like, well, I was hoping it was going to be cheaper this year. And I'm like, what? You have to pay? Like, did you pay last time? Yeah, they prepay for us to go. So it's not a company thing.
Yeah.
They don't care that we're there, but then we got to show up, you know?
Josh's Christmas party, they do not invite the spouses or significant others. So I'm not even invited.
Which is so crazy. I found out at Jeremy's work's Christmas party that it was that case for one of the wives. She works in like the dentist industry is what I was about to say. She works in the dental industry and they have a big, nice party in Dallas and she goes alone because they don't let spouses go.
There is one coworker of his that refuses to go because the spouse isn't allowed to go. And I thought that was really nice. What a gentleman to not go to the Christmas party without their spouse. My husband will not do that.
Well, my husband won't even always come to our Christmas party. Now he's only missed for good reasons, but I've had to go solo or bring a girlfriend before. But one of the best things about our Christmas party is open bar.
Yes.
Sometimes there's food. This year we all went out and pre-ate because last year they only had like little appetizers and stuff. So it wasn't enough to keep us from getting really, really drunk because we didn't have anything on our dummies. So open bar can lead to problems.
And, sometimes.
And there was a lot of stuff going on. So I wanted to ask everybody at work, what's the dirt? We're all nice to each other, to our faces, to each other's faces, you know. But I know that deep down on the inside, there was other stuff going on that we may have missed. Because we're also socializing. There's so much more other things going on. So I sent out a mass email to the office and asked everybody if they could share their own dirt. They could stay anonymous and just send it to me, or I even offered for people to come on. And so I would like to welcome our first witness. Witness, state your name, please.
Morgan.
Okay, so this is Morgan. Morgan, what do you do for the company?
I am the events director for Radio DJs.
So you set up our Christmas party, right? That's one of your clients?
I did. I helped Claudia and Nicole set it up this year.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was a really, really cool venue, too. Okay, so Morgan, Amy, you know how I get really, really jealous whenever you talk about other people and you're like, oh, I have a friend.
So you're about to do the same.
So I love Morgan. Not only is she cool and she's fun to hang out with, but she looks like freaking Ariel. So
Thank you.
Her Instagram handle is the real Ariel.
That's pretty fantastic.
Like, I'm not trying to weird you out at all, Morgan, but I kind of love you.
Girl crush?
Yeah, like... You're just awesome.
And thank you.
I asked Morgan if she would come perform at my birthday party this year. I asked her this like months ago. She told me you do have a Ariel outfit, right?
I do. I was Ariel for Halloween a couple of years ago. I already have the outfit.
Yeah. So I told her I'd hire her for my birthday party. And then I said, or we can become friends and you can just go for free. And after this weekend, I'm pretty sure we're friends.
Best friends.
You're invited. You're just the only one with the dress code.
Wait a second. I'm pretty cool, too. I'm not saying that I will steal you, Morgan, away from Lacey. But, I mean, we can all be friends, right?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at socializing. I become a hermit at parties. I'm sorry. I'm such a weirdo.
My one complaint about Morgan, though, is that I think you live in Dallas, right?
I do.
That's so inconvenient for me. Yeah. That's so inconvenient for me.
You'll just have to come stay.
oh, sleepover.
I got a couch. I
invited for a sleepover. Ariel just invited me to come sleepover.
Wow. That must
Nothing
be nice.
Weird. Just a sleepover.
Just a pillow fight and have fun. But anyway, Morgan, you witnessed some shenanigans at the Christmas party this year.
I did.
What happened?
Most of them had to do with Justin.
Shocking.
And open bar. The best one was at the end of the night when I was trying to take a picture with Justin. And you kind of like saw him look at the ground, look for somewhere to put his drink, even though there was tables everywhere. And he slowly started to crouch down like a slow motion. And then all of a sudden he leaned forward and he went for the green topiary, the fake plant. And he sat there for a good like minute and a half trying to balance said martini glass on the topiary.
So, okay, first of all, what word is topiary?
Oh, that was like a green bush.
Have you ever heard that before?
I've heard it, but I don't think I've ever used it.
I've never heard that word.
Okay, fake green bush.
Nor do I talk like that. If we're going to legit be good friends, you need to tone down your vocabulary.
Okay, bring it down
to my level.
Knock it off.
So drunk Justin was trying to set his glass.
On a plant.
Yeah, on a plant.
Which is not stable.
Well, he tried it several times.
What?
And you could hear people across the room being like, Justin, no. Like they were like scolding a pet or something. It was great. And then finally someone came over and like took it from him.
They're so used to having to get on to drunk Justin that everybody has like one eye on him the whole time. But I could just picture Justin trying to work it out in his head. Like, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this work?
Like, the wheels turning and it was like slow motion. Like he thought about it. He pulled back. He tried it again. It didn't work.
That's not the only incident with part-time Justin at the Christmas party, right?
Yeah, and then right after that, once we got the drink debacle settled, he came up and we had to take at least like 5 or 6 different pictures because he kept hiccuping in the middle of every single one of them. I'd be like, nope, try it again. And I look over.
So embarrassing. I've been there before and not like super drunk. I'll just get the hiccups and it just looks bad. I don't know. I just hate hiccuping in front of people.
Oh, yeah. These are drunk hiccups for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, I only get the drunk hiccups and then they won't go away. And then it's just embarrassing. You're gulping for air. Like, please stop. And nothing will make it stop.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a good picture out of it, though. I'm just saying. Eventually, like the 6th one.
Well, it was worth it then.
Yeah, worth it.
Yay. Awesome. Any other dirt you would like to report on?
Those are just my 2 big incidences. I mean, the White Elephant Exchange, all that was good. I'm sure you're going to talk about that.
Another big fancy winner over here. Was this your first time winning?
Yeah, it was my first year at the Christmas party. And I technically won the Xbox, but I traded to get some Beats headphones.
Oh.
Okay, well, now I can tell you what Jeremy told me about that.
He kept telling me I did good, but in the back of his mind, I was like, he's probably, like, stupid.
No, he was just like, she shouldn't have done that because you could have exchanged that and gotten more money. Yeah.
Well, I didn't think about it at the time. And then everyone's telling me when I get back to the office, oh, yeah, we all exchange our gifts and get money. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Aww.
I didn't think about that. But I got some cool Beats headphones, so.
No, I'm happy for you. I don't necessarily think that way anyway.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't know the price of different things, but she traded her Xbox for Beats headphones, which you could have traded in the Xbox, got Beats headphones, and still had more money.
I did that with Shannon last year, but it was with cash. She won the Nintendo Switch, and she could have gotten the cash with the receipt, but plus tax, but instead I bought it from her cash, and so she lost out on the tax and I got a good deal because I didn't have to pay tax. So I guess it was a lose-win. I won.
And you did win this year too.
I did.
What did you win?
I won an Instapot.
You got what I wanted.
Really?
I wanted that Instapot, man.
Amy will trade you the Instapot for Beats headphones if you would like.
You don't want it? Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I do cook a lot, but I've never used an Instapot before. I know a lot of people who have them that enjoy them. I just don't know how to use one. I'm sure I can figure it out. I think
it has an instruction manual.
It does. I'm sure it does. It's just learning a whole new way of things, and I don't know.
I know that it bothered you that everybody said, well, Amy got what she deserves, or I'm glad Amy won that. Like, that's probably the best prize for Amy. And you're like, no, I wanted the expensive stuff.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I don't blame you for that.
I don't think I was mad at anybody.
No.
But I thought it was funny that this is my sixth Christmas, and it was the very bottom line of all the gifts. So at least I won.
It's okay. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, ladies.
Do me a big favor. You can check her out at the_real_Ariel on Instagram. Real life Ariel.
Yeah. Underscore in between each word.
Also, Jeremy was really confused because I kept calling her Ariel. And Jeremy was like, I don't know what to call her. Do I call her Ariel?
Everyone
Do I call
did.
Her Morgan?
I think Morgan. Her name's Morgan.
Yeah, that's technically my name. No, everyone started calling me that at the Christmas party. And it's my first party, so not everybody knows me. So
oh,
I'm pretty
no.
sure everyone thinks my name is Ariel.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Because
you're like, yay, Ariel!
Oh,
I'm so sorry with that, though.
I know your name. You're just Hot Ariel. That's why
I
have to call you
better.
That.
Hot Ariel's better than Morgan.
Also, your friend Amber, so freaking cool.
I love her.
I love her, too. She was a lot of fun. That was a great date. But thank you so much for joining us. I am going to post a picture of your hotness on our Instagram page at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
I just remembered one more thing from the party that I forgot to talk about.
More dirt? You have more dirt?
More dirt. Miss Yolanda, I'm pretty sure I saw her boobs at least 2 or 3 times. No nipple, just boob. At the after party, a couple of my other friends came by and she walked behind her and decided to like reverse motorboat her, which she picked the most like shy, introverted friend you possibly could.
Oh, no.
So it was a good experience for her.
That's hilarious.
The look on her face was great.
I used to put, and I don't have Yolanda boobs. Yolanda has huge boobs.
Yes.
She's one of our new hires from this year. But I used to be guilty of putting my boobs on people until somebody finally said, I don't think my wife would appreciate that. You're putting your boobs on the back of my neck. And I was like, really? Because I didn't mean it offensively. Like, I would only do it to people.
It wasn't a sexual thing.
No.
It was just like a goofy thing.
Yeah. Like, you don't want me to touch you. And then I put my boobs on your neck.
I think you touched me like one of the first days I worked here.
On your boobs?
I think so.
Or I touched you with my boobs.
No, I think you touched my boobs.
Can you say that in a sexy voice?
You touched my boobs.
Oh my gosh.
I think you did.
I believe
you. Was it
you?
Awkward?
You touched Katie's
remember.
And then you came over and we're just like, hello, I'm Lacey.
Wow.
Damn it. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Best friends.
Do you want to go to second base?
Too late.
I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for coming on.
Bye.
Thank you. So that was some good dirt.
It is.
Nobody has talked about us yet.
No.
Which I
Will
have
they?
I a lot of emails to go through.
I don't think I did anything. Who knows?
See, I have been guilty in the past. My very first Christmas party, I got super duper drunk and I told Kid Craddock that I had a FUPA.
Oh my gosh. Please explain what that is.
All I meant was women have a pouch. Like, I didn't mean exactly what it means, I think. I got like underbelly is what I call it.
Yeah.
I got a little belly,
that's
you
not
know?
What you said.
Yeah. But that's just what I called my, and so I think I was complaining about my underbelly, and then Kid came on the air on Monday and was like,
no.
It was like Lacey kept complaining about her FUPA and talking about how hot her boyfriend was because I got drunk and told everybody, like, he's so hot. Look at him. He's just so hot. And Jenna's like, nah. I mean, we don't have the same taste in men, not that Jeremy isn't hot, but she just couldn't actually agree with me. But Jeremy is so much fun and so rambunctious that everybody thought that he was drunk instead of me. So the whole joke was Lacey's drunk boyfriend. And they even named...
That's nice of him, though, to like try to draw the attention away.
I know. They even named a horse after him in the Kentucky Derby. One of the horses that was racing was Lacey's drunk boyfriend. And it just amazed me because I'm like, Man, I was drunk. I mean, at one point, I walked up to our old engineer. I might have even had two drinks in my hand. We're going to the after party. And I'm like, I'm effing wasted right now. Can you tell? And he's like, I couldn't until you just told me that. But yeah, so I didn't. Nobody really knew then. So that was not us this year.
No, no. And I have been guilty too. On the way to the Christmas party this year, I was remembering back of all the times that I've embarrassed myself, trying to hype myself up for being a good girl. And I remembered one year I stood on Trey's prize, the box that he won.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a skateboard. It was like a cool skateboard. I don't know. Anyways, and my heel poked through it, and he was going to give it away as a gift for his, like, little brother. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to give this box that has a giant hole in it. I felt so stupid. Like, sorry. I just wanted to ride the fake skateboard.
Another year, one of the years that Jeremy didn't come, and my girlfriend Kajal did, we went, I don't even remember where the party was, but that year we had a minimum at the bar. And so we already had a tab open for X amount, and we were well under that amount. And so boss man George was like, hey, y'all need to drink this alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so we started taking shots and doing,
same.
Yeah, and doing everything. And that, that was the year you threw up on your bonus check.
Sure was.
Yeah. But as we're getting ready to go, we're all going to the after party at Big Al's bar, rest in peace. And as we're getting ready to go, George is walking by. He's not going to the after party. So I was going to run up to him and tell him thank you for a great party. But I was sitting on a chair, or there was a chair on my way.
Booth or something?
Maybe that's it. But anyway, I tried to climb over whatever it was. And as soon as I did, my girlfriend saw, oop, Lacey about to flash that butt again. And so she grabbed my dress down. So, I mean, we've all been there. That just wasn't the case this time. I was so proud of myself because I went out afterwards. I maintained. I was not too drunk until we left the final place. And I went to two bars after.
That's great.
Yeah.
You did fantastic.
But then I don't know what happened after that. I'm pretty sure it was 5 minutes from the bar to the hotel that we were staying at. And I probably fell asleep in those 5 minutes. I don't remember getting back to the hotel. I packed an overnight bag. What I did not pack, though, was a hairbrush or a hair tie. And I had a walk of shame hair. I mean, my hair was huge because it was so curly and so hairsprayed from the day before.
Well, you can always use your fingers like me. I don't own a hairbrush.
Okay, so I was a little bit unhappy, though, walking into the party. Beforehand, like I said earlier, last year we only had like little appetizers. So some people were really hungry and it made them more drunk because they didn't have food on their bellies.
Same, yeah.
So we decided this year we're going to go out to eat beforehand. So me and you, our husbands, Alicia, Anna, all went over to Justin's house and we had a cocktail at Justin's house and then went and had dinner. And for us meeting up so early before the party, that means my butt was getting ready earlier in the afternoon.
Because
and then,
we have an hour's drive before you even get to the location.
Mm-hmm. So I had been in my dress since 4 o'clock that afternoon. We get to the party about 7:30. As soon as I get out of the Uber, drop the gift,
and
bend down and pick it up,
and
split my dress.
I know this is like really traumatic.
Lacey's butt.
Again. But it, honestly, your husband told you it wasn't that bad. You did not believe him. You came into that party. You asked everyone. You told everyone, my dress is ripped. And then you asked everyone how it looked. And it really wasn't terrible because your slip was showing.
Yeah, I mean, and I think what made it even worse, like, I don't wear that tight of clothes. So it's not that I split my dress because it was super tight. I wasn't wearing.
Uh-uh.
I don't wear tight stuff. I don't have the body type to wear tight stuff.
I think it was just probably the angle or I don't know.
But yeah, luckily my dress had a slip with it because I don't wear that stuff. So it had a slip with it.
Built in.
And where it split, it just split right at my butt. And it looked like it was an intentional split. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell that my dress had ripped. But that happened walking in. Immediately, I'm furiously mad. I didn't know if I was going to have to leave my jacket on the whole time. I asked Jeremy. He told me it looked fine. I didn't believe him. So I asked some stranger ladies that was out in the hallway, some randos. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. Will you be a chick real quick and look at my butt and tell me if you can tell that my dress ripped? And so it was fine. As soon as I got upstairs, I saw Nicole.
Told her.
And Nicole was trying to take my jacket. And I'm like, well, look at my butt. Does my butt look okay? And I thought that the Christmas party, like inside, I thought it was going to be all dark. Normally it is. You have like the mood lighting, you know?
Yeah.
No, this was bright lights in there. So I'm like, ugh, there's nothing I can do. So yeah, so I walked around to all the females and told them. And then I had to do the stupid thing because I'm like trying to be down low. You know, I don't want to talk about my butt in front of guys. So I'm just telling the women about it. But then they're like, oh my God, let me see. So then I have to do the discreet walk away thing where I'm like, okay. You're not looking, but you're looking. Like, can you tell? It was so weird. I was just so mad.
I'm really sorry. That's disappointing. Thankfully, it was not purchased for this party, and you got a good deal on it, and you probably can fix it. I mean, it was right on the seam.
Yeah, my mother-in-law can fix it if I want her to. It made me angry. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have.
So that was fine. Now let's talk about the gifts. We do White Elephant Gift Exchange every year, and it's so much fun because you bring a gift. A lot of people do creative. Some people do practical, whatever. But you bring a gift, you get a number, and whenever you draw a gift, you get that number. And then if somebody steals it from you, you have to give up that number and go get a new gift or steal from somebody else. And those numbers are later drawn so people can win prizes at the end of the night, which you won the
Instapot.
Instapot, thank you. So in years past, I've done fun stuff. I really like bad Photoshop. So I did like a Kid Nation calendar one year that had bad Photoshop pictures of everybody. And I did one with George and all the guys wearing the thongs. And George still has that in his office. You had a killer one last year.
Yes. There was an inside joke between a few of us in the office that was pluckers at one was the phrase. And it was just the Fat Guy Handbook podcast would always meet up at Pluckers at 1 o'clock on the weekends to record. And so anyways, it's not that funny of a joke, but I brought in a Pluckers gift card wrapped around a rubber chicken. And that was my gift.
And it said at one.
Yeah, at one.
That was really cute. I have to say, out of all the creative gifts, somebody brought Jenna's eggs. Mm-hmm. That was Trey. Robert brought a fat head of George, just the big giant cutout of George's head. That one was really creative.
And I hate to give ourselves the best prizes, but I think we're the top four. Those two that you just previously mentioned, mine and yours, are the best gifts of this year.
Yeah, I was going to say they were honorable mentions.
Oh.
But you and I had the best gifts, I think. We had the best reactions.
True. Yes. Yeah, we did great.
So what'd you bring?
This year, I did a spinoff of Kelly's. Gosh, I guess I just do podcast jokes. I did a sandwich and some lovin' gift. I put it in a bag that was specially made with their logo on it. And you open it up, and the top prize set was labeled a sandwich, and it was a gift card to Subway. And then the next one said, and some lovin'. And so you open that up, and it had some kinky game cards that you can play with later for, you know, the love.
I thought it was very good. Kelly loved it.
She especially did.
The fact that you put the logo on the bag.
Yeah.
You're so damn creative. You do cute stuff like that. And we're all like, how did you do that? And it's something so easy, but we just don't think like that. So that was a very good gift. Everybody was impressed, most especially Kelly. Mine was a little bit more complicated, and I'm glad that I did it. Jeremy told me,
tried to talk you out of it.
Yeah. He told me it was too much to get to the punchline.
I don't think that's true.
So he didn't want me to do it, which my jokes are kind of complicated. If I do a nice Halloween costume, normally it has to have an explanation. My stuff just doesn't explain itself. So I had mine in a white bag that said things JC doesn't have. And then they opened it up. Sean from Cells was the one who got it. Opened it up, and it was a Guinness World Record because he lost that this year. And a mask with many chins, because whenever JC laughs, he doesn't have any chins. And so both of those got great reactions.
Yeah.
And then later Jeremy was like, you killed it. I'm glad you didn't listen to me.
He just, because he doesn't work here, he doesn't get the inside joke.
So, like I said earlier, I did ask people if they had any dirt that they wanted to share. And a lot of people wrote in. I tried even to say, like, you can write me and make it anonymous. You know, I won't call you out for it.
Yeah.
Or you can print it out at the desk. Or you can send me a voice memo. Or come on, like Morgan did. But people felt comfortable enough.
Okay.
To share with me.
I haven't heard all of them, so I'm excited to get the dirt.
So we had a couple contenders for most drunk. Justin.
Typical.
Yeah. Kelly.
She had more than two drinks.
And then Don the engineer.
This is by far my vote.
So with all this being said, even though you and I have been stupid before in the past, nothing got out of hand. And even though we do have the most drunkest person at the Christmas party, they still weren't doing anything bad.
No.
Everybody just knew they were drunk. They weren't doing anything bad. I fall asleep. I twerk. I show my butt. Nobody did anything like that. So it was fine. But yeah, hands down, Dawn wins the most drunk at the Christmas party.
I have a list of awards, and he got my sent home award. Got sent home.
Yeah. I was talking to him after the video, and he's sitting there ordering an Uber. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I got to go home. So I learned that Don is a very touchy-feely dude when he drinks. I saw him petting every girl with a fur coat on and Justin, because Justin's jacket was velvet. Which, I have Don's back. I petted both of them, too.
I did. I pet Justin, too.
And I petted Justin's date. Justin's roommate.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she was
Lauren, yeah. Also, this anonymous person said, I learned Big Al will do anything to get some, even taking gifts from a six-year-old boy. No idea who wrote that. Another anonymous person wrote, Don was drunkest rubbing furry coats and came in women's bathroom. Someone else said, I'm pretty sure Big Al's date was like 18.
Oh, that is not true.
She was not. And she was a lot of fun. At the after party, she was standing up on some chairs dancing. She was fun. I feel bad because I didn't talk to her, because I don't talk to people. I don't know.
I did get to talk to her some, only because her and Big Al initiated it. You know me, I'm a big hermit. But no, I mean, I think she's a little younger than him, but not 18.
Everybody is. Big Al's dates are younger than us. Dr. Girlfriend was younger than us.
I don't know if this girl was younger than us. I don't know.
Someone else anonymously wrote, I got drunk just standing next to Dawn.
He's all about Dawn. Golly.
Someone else wrote, I may have put my foot in my mouth when talking to Josh. I said I heard he was bragging on himself for driving to and from South Carolina. And he was like, what? Amy was like, Josh was like, I never said that. Amy tried to make it right and tried to not make it look like she was talking about her husband to coworkers. I tried to recover and said I would be really proud of myself, too. Hopefully I didn't say something I shouldn't have said.
No, you're totally good. Well, I mean, I guess I didn't address it to Josh personally, but I mean, he knows that he drove the whole way. So it's not like new information.
It's okay. People come to my house. Maria did this. Maria came to my house and was talking bad about that champion sweatshirt, the Peanuts one, in front of Jeremy, and was like, just so you know, I voted that men should wear that sweatshirt. And Jeremy is not on Instagram and has no idea what she's talking about.
Well, we were at dinner right before the Christmas party, and I said something about how I loved the podcast that he was on. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, he completely forgot that he was on the recording like 3-4 episodes ago.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't know I was on the podcast. I told you we were recording.
That's the first thing you said.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
A jerk. Okay, continue. Another anonymous person wrote in and said, I am fuzzy on a lot of details, so I forwarded it to Alan to see if he can recall anything dirt worthy. And the last one is, someone pulled a shrimp from between Yolanda's boobs. And I said, that's Yolanda.
Oh, my gosh. It's from Yolanda?
She doesn't. Oh. No, she doesn't remember.
Oh, I don't even remember shrimp being at the party.
Okay. The two things whenever we woke up the next morning, Jeremy said, was blank and JC. Because JC won the TV again. Mm-hmm. And that was just really annoying to everybody. And quote, Yolanda has the biggest boobs I've ever seen before in my life.
Man, that girl.
I'm sorry to be so boobhead, but I mean, they are.
They are.
And she dresses like she has the biggest boobs ever. Like, they're not concealed. It's not like they out there.
Why hide them?
They out there. So I'm friends with somebody that I call the biggest boobs of Warner Robins, Georgia. And Yolanda is a lot bigger than that. Yeah. So Yolanda's boobs were definitely the talk of the party.
Well, in my awards that I'm giving out, I have you as sourced loser because you cannot stop mentioning that JC won that award.
That's so stupid. That is so stupid. Quit winning everything.
I think he should have given it back. Or I think that if you win the big prize, you're not allowed to win the big prize the next year. That's just my opinion.
And, like, I was so happy because Trey won a Roomba. And so I was so happy for Kara. And I'm telling Kara congratulations. And she's like, thanks, we already have one because we won it a couple years ago. Did it? And then I'm like, okay, well, then never mind.
Yeah.
I dislike them now. I'm just kidding.
Up.
I love them.
It does take...
You won for the first time. Claudia won for the first time.
I have to say, since we're talking about Trey and Kara, I think she's my new best friend. I hope that doesn't make you jealous, but I saw her wedding dress.
Aw, congratulations.
Yeah, well, but... that's it.
And if you want to be a couple friends with them, have fun.
Well, she didn't. Their house sure is clean with those two Roombas going over there.
I'm just kidding. I just said a couple episodes ago how much I love Trey. And I love Kara, too. I'm just being snotty. Okay, continue. I'm still the sorest loser.
On my awards?
Yeah.
I have an award for most sleepy. Now, this is tied between Anna and Justin because they just kept on mentioning how tired they were. I mean, they weren't sloppy drunk like someone. But, yeah, they just kept on talking about how they were just so tired. I have the sickest award goes to Alicia. She sat right next to me. I didn't even know she wasn't feeling well. Gosh. She keeps on coming around and she's sick.
She's sick all the time.
She needs to stop that.
She's like, you know the runt of the litter that's always smaller and sometimes they're sick and sometimes they don't make it? That was supposed to be Alicia, but she survived because she's the youngest of like five.
Latest to the party award goes to Yolanda. I mean, that girl didn't come until, I think it started at 7 and she didn't get there till like 9 o'clock, I don't think.
Yeah.
It was late.
And she definitely wasn't late because she was dressing her boobs. That's for sure.
Biggest regret award goes to me. I'm so sad we went and ate. I mean, I guess it was a good decision because the previous year we didn't get enough food. But we showed up to the party and there was this big spread of Italian food. And there was a chef guy that was like putting everything. You just pick your ingredients and they throw it all together in a skillet. And
yeah, it was a pasta station.
I didn't have any of it.
I didn't need either.
One bite. Mm-mm. And I regret that so, so much.
Me too. And Jeremy wants to go back because it's a place called St. Rocco's in Dallas. They have an Italian meatloaf.
Oh.
Because Jeremy was scoping out the menu. And then you think I'm a food snob? Jeremy scoped out the menu and was like, ooh, I really want to go here to the St. Rocco's place. And then I told him, well, I know, babe, but we can go eat anytime. I want to hang out with our friends and coworkers. That's why I want to go. And then I told him where we were going and he looked it up and he's like, oh, that restaurant only has 2 stars.
Super snob.
So, yeah, I regret not eating there, too. I hope we can go back at some point.
Yeah. I have a celebrity lookalike award, which goes to Morgan because she looked just like Ariel.
I feel so bad that people were calling her Ariel.
It's okay.
I just like to call her Ariel.
That's fine.
Also, is it weird that I told her that I love her? Like, I'm not in love with her. I just love her.
No, you're a very affectionate person. I think that's fine.
Oh, speaking of. So I was just in the back telling Morgan to get ready to come on and Russ Face was like, oh, do you want me on? And I said, well, do you have dirt? Did you want to come on? Like, he was like, well, I sent you an email. And I said, well, yeah, I was going to read the email, but I didn't realize that you wanted to come on. And he was poking fun at me because every year Russ gets drunk and kisses people at the Christmas party. And it's just on the cheek. But I included that in the mass email. Does anybody have any dirt? Did anybody get a Russ kiss this year?
I don't think he gets drunk and gives people kisses. I think it's just a, like, embracing. I mean, he'll have a drink or two or something. I don't think Russ gets drunk ever. So I think it's just like a celebration kiss or something.
It's like a finally let loose at work kiss.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was mentioning that was in the mass email that I sent out. I was like, thanks for that, by the way. And I was like, hey, nobody got a rest kiss this year. And he goes, actually.
Who? Someone did?
Yeah.
Besides Alicia, his girlfriend?
Yeah. Any guesses who?
Justin?
Uh-uh.
Kelly?
Uh-uh.
Gosh, I don't know. Who?
Me.
Really? You don't remember?
Apparently, he goes, and this is not a drunk thing, because I told him, I'm guilty of it. I'm a kisser. I always kiss people on the cheek. So I think whenever I saw him, he says that he thinks that I kissed him on the cheek and he kissed me back.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
it was Attack of the Lacey Kiss this year, I guess.
So I didn't get one.
Because I kiss people on the cheeks, not typically my coworkers, besides you. I kiss you and cradle you all the time. I love your face. I mean, all of it. I touch boobs sometimes, whatever. I mean, it happens. But I typically don't kiss people at work. But yeah, apparently I kissed Russ.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah. We're going places. I twerked on him once. We're slowly getting there. It's going to be an inner office relationship before long.
Well, no, I have two. I have We Have Nothing Award goes to Kelly. Her husband posted a video after also losing to JC, who won the big TV prize. There's this video of her screaming, "We have nothing! We have nothing!" She was so upset. Anyway, so the We Have Nothing Award goes to Kelly. I just think that's so funny.
I have an award I want to give somebody. I want to give the award for the hardest worker, and that's going to go to Anna. Anna from Channel Surfing and from On Cloud Wine, because she's the one who did our Best of 2018 video.
She did.
And that is so much work, so much creativity.
So much time to put it all together.
And that is easily our favorite part of the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Is to sit there and watch the video. And she got some secretive moments of us that I wasn't expecting.
Me neither.
But that video was so good, and she did such a great job. So, Hardest Worker Award goes to Anna for
yes.
the hardest worker and most creativity. Thank you for the Best of 2018 video.
I concur.
You can check that out now. We will shoot it out on our socials, and if you want to give Anna some love, she's at Anna A. Sophia C.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Anna with one N, at Anna A. Sophia C, or something like that. I don't know.
And the most exciting one, the Best Compliment Award goes to Cammy, because she said, "My husband was super hot," which is true.
I got a not compliment about my husband, come to think about it.
Oh, no. The worst compliment award?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe just a slap of the truth award to me.
Oh, no.
At the after party, we went to some bar. Alice was the name of it. We went there because Ryan Cabrera was there, and Kenzie was talking to Ryan, and he invited everybody to come out. So we go there, end up crashing somebody's birthday party. I didn't even realize it was somebody's birthday party. I just thought it was karaoke back there.
Yeah.
So we crash this birthday party. They're all singing karaoke. I'm not. At one point, I was double fisting because I ordered a drink from somebody and from somebody else. I didn't order. I let them get me a drink. Oh, and I have to apologize to Morgan and her friend Amber about this. Amber ordered me a drink and then was looking at me like, you can pay. Never mind, I'll just get it. And then she turned around and paid for it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize, like, I guess I'm just used to Jeremy always taking care of it. So I didn't even offer. Now, it was one drink.
Yeah.
And I did buy her a drink later. But yeah, I'm that person who's like, can I get you a drink? Yeah, sure. And then not pay for it.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And then I offered to get her a drink later. I did get her a drink at one point, but I offered to get her a drink later. And I went to go put it on Boss Man George's tab, and he had just closed it. And I'm like, did you really just close your tab? Yeah, and I thought he was going to be like, do you want something? I'll get it for you. And he did not. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. My purse is back there in karaoke. But anyway, all this to say, Jeremy was in front of some people from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and the owner came up to him and was trying to tell him he needed to leave because he thought that Jeremy was bothering these people being my coworkers. And so one of the coworkers, I'm going to keep them anonymous, spoke up and was like, no, he's with us. And they said, you know him? Yeah, he's with us. Well, the coworker later told me, I don't know why they were trying to kick him out or get him to leave. I guess they just thought he was being annoying. I mean, he was being a little annoying, but no more annoying than usual. And I was like, oh, other people think he's annoying too. Like, I thought that was just me.
Oh my gosh. Maybe that was just the wrong words. Maybe he chose the wrong words.
So, that was a shocker.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't always think that he's annoying, but he is very loud and center of attention. He doesn't, like, I don't know. Him and I are different, but we're the same. I will talk all day, but I'm not going to stand up in front of people and be the center of attention, though. And he will. And I don't even know that he does it intentionally or that he's just funny and talks at volume 10.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. But then I was like, aw, dang it. I didn't. And then if people think he's annoying, because everybody loves him, he's so much more popular than me. So if people think he's annoying, then what do people think of me? Because I'm not nearly as popular as he is. Everybody says he's a saint. He's just an annoying saint, I guess.
I missed out on the after party. Josh, my husband, was not interested. I think he just doesn't like Dallas very much. He wanted to go home after the office Christmas party. So I went home to the incredible feeling of 5-star hotel sheets from Brooklinen Sheets. They are affordable and easy to order. Plus, I'm really excited because they're coming out with new products and the sleep mask. I want to get it so bad for the holiday.
Yeah, because people like us working our hours and stuff, we go home and we nap during the day.
Yeah, I need something to cover my eyes.
Yeah, I enjoy sleep mask. You enjoy sleep mask. Nick has some feminine ones, so maybe we should get Nick from Shut Up Podcast a sleep mask too. But yeah, I'm so in love with their sheets. There's no better way to go home and take a little afternoon nap than to cuddle up in some soft Brooklinen sheets, put on the sleep mask. You can even slip on a robe after a shower. They carry all these new things, towels, robes, candles, sleep mask. All of them make great gifts for this holiday season, as well as sheets. You can never have too many sheets.
Yeah, and they're super fast shipping. Make sure that you can get your holiday gifts right on time.
And you don't just have to take our word for it that these are the best sheets ever. Brooklinen has been named winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They're a reliable source. Plus, they have 30,000 plus 5-star reviews online. So check them out for yourselves. Give them a gift to other people. There's nothing better than crawling into bed in some luxurious, comfortable sheets. These sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it's time for you to upgrade your bedroom. Or those that you love as well. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Yeah, so I missed out on the party, or the after party, but I don't think it might have been worth it. I went straight to bed.
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a nice message. That'd be super cool if you do. If you would do that. And don't forget to check us out on our socials. We will be premiering our hot friend Ariel, as well as some other cool content and stuff, probably. At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I just want to say that I'm really sorry for whatever I'm going to do at the party tonight. And I forgive all of you in advance for leaving me passed out by the elevator in my own gravy.